אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, the introduction to the book of Zohar. Page 139, item 61. You can find the article in the web and ask questions in Kabbalah TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Page 139, Kabbalah for the Student, item 61.
We are learning material that is extremely relevant to current affairs, and that's why those who belong to it are writing articles. So please ask questions. Let's read it.
Item 61. Accordingly, the question arises, why was the Zohar not revealed to the early generations, whose merit was undoubtedly greater than the latter ones, and were more worthy? We must also ask, why was the commentary on the book of Zohar not revealed before the time of the Ari, and not to the Kabbalists that preceded him? And the most bewildering question, why were the commentaries on the words of the Ari and on the words of the Zohar not revealed since the days of the Ari through our generation? The answer is that the world during this...
Meaning, up to now, let's say, not even the time of Baal HaSulam, he prepared everything for us, but in truth, the opening of the wisdom of Kabbalah is from the end of the 20th century into the beginning of the 21st century, and it will be valid for another... was detained for another 100 years. We see until the time of the Ari, it was extremely concealed, and from the time of the Ari, it started to appear a little bit between the pieces through the work of the Baal Shem Tov, and then from the end of the 19th century towards Baal HaSulam, and then all the way up to us. Now it's in the process of being revealed. The problem is that the audience, the general public, doesn't have a deficiency for the wisdom of Kabbalah. But in of itself, it is being revealed, and we are opening it and bringing it to use for everyone. So what is the answer? That it was concealed to such an extent?
The answer is that the world, during the 6,000 years of its existence, is like one paltzuf, divided into three-thirds, rosh, head, toch, interior, and sof, end, meaning chabad, chagat, nehi. This is what our sages wrote, 2 millennia of tohu, chaos, 2 millennia of Torah, and 2 millennia of the days of the Messiah. In the first 2 millennia, considered Rosh and Chabad, the lights were very small. They were regarded as Rosh without guf, without a body, having only lights of nefesh. This is because there is an inverse value between lights and vessels. With the kelim, with the vessels, the rule is that the first kelim grow first in each potzuf, and with the lights, it is the opposite. The smaller lights dress in the potzuf first. Thus, as long as only the upper parts are in the kelim chabad, only lights of nefesh dress there, which are the smallest lights. This is why it is written about the first 2 millennia that they are considered tohu, chaos. And in the second 2 millennia of the world, which are kelim of chagat, the light of ruach descends and clothes in the world, which is considered the Torah. This is why it is said about the 2 middle millennia that they are Torah. And the last 2 millennia are kelim of nehim, netzachot yesod malchut. Therefore, at that time, the light of neshama dresses in the world, which is a greater light. Hence, they are the days of the Messiah. This is also the conduct in each particular potzuf. In its vessels of Chabad, Chagat, until its Chazeh, the lights are covered and do not begin to shine, which is open Chasadim, which means that the appearance of the sublime light of Chochmah occurs only from the Chazeh down, in its Nehim. This is the reason that before the Kelim of Nehim, began to show in the potsuf of the world, which are the last 2 millennia, the wisdom of the Zohar in particular, and the wisdom of Kabbalah in general, were hidden from the world. But during the time of the Ari, when the time of the completion of the Kelim below the Chazeh had drawn closer, the light of the sublime Chokhmah was revealed in the world through the soul of the godly Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, the Ari, who was ready to receive that great light. Hence, he revealed the essentials in the Book of Zohar and the wisdom of Kabbalah until he overshadowed all his predecessors. Yet, since these Kelim were not yet completed, since he passed away in 1572, the world was not yet worthy of discovering his words, and his holy words were only known to a chosen few who were prohibited to tell them to the world. Now, in our generation, since we are nearing the end of the last 2 millennia, we are given permission to reveal his words and the words of the Zohar throughout the world to a great measure, in such a way that from our generation onwards, the words of the Zohar will become increasingly revealed in the world until the full measure is revealed as the Creator wills it.
Questions?
So it's not clear why this part is regarding relevant actions, relevant news, and things that are happening today, or to whom.
This part is relevant, I don't know, not for zoologists. This part is relevant for the development of the world, of reality. The wisdom of Kabbalah is explaining to us how everything is developing, and now it's explaining how humanity is receiving the method of correction. There's a process by which humanity is developing, and in parallel, there's a process by which the method of correction is revealed to humanity. So humanity is developing according to time, along a temporal axis. And it evolves somehow like this, let's say. Together with that, the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed. So it's revealed initially in small things, a little more, then a little less, a little more, and then less. And then during the time of the Ari, it started to be revealed. So it's revealed to a few people in general. And then as the world is going through this technological development, let's say in our time, the 20th century, 21st century, then the wisdom of Kabbalah really comes down and attaches itself to the axis of development of humanity. Humanity needs it more, and the method becomes closer to humanity. Today the language is different, the attitude is different, the ability to learn and to teach is different. Books everywhere, books in every language. And even that is influencing the development and evolution of humanity by itself. How humanity is developing here. It's influencing it because the wisdom of Kabbalah is pushing humanity towards a faster development. The closer it is, the more we spread the knowledge about the wisdom of Kabbalah, even though people barely want it. The fact that it is the method of correction is within reach everywhere, in every language, to the entire population. This already gives the upper light a way to advance this population and the whole world towards correction, because the means is there.
The fact that it's the means is there everywhere doesn't help to understand how it advances you. People don't want the wisdom of Kabbalah.
People don't want it, but they will want it by the upper light. The light can accelerate the development.
So now too, everything is open and clear inside. These books are there, the internet.
And therefore, there is an opportunity for the upper light to increase their suffering. So they would need it. They would need the method of correction that is now close to them, that is within reach.
If we could make a scale of, on the one hand, exposure, on the other hand, tests. What should be the ratio for the people? Should they be more exposed or take one course or 10 courses? How much should they learn?
Not that, but maybe something like it we can mention.
So we should know how to aim our forces.
Where to aim our forces? We talked already about the circles in the population. That first we start with the inner circle, and then we go further and further and further out. That's how we can spread out the material. We need to do it.
So the question is, how can we, if you can aim us to that there?
Aim ourselves.
Ourselves, and also outwardly, we're dealing with the dissemination.
You need to aim from the inner circle to the outer circles. There's nothing more than that. A circle, and another circle, another circle, let's say another circle, even more circles. So here is... This is Bnei Baruch. Bnei Baruch. These are the first circles. The point in the heart. With the point in the heart. This is the nation of Israel. Next. I don't know. This is abroad. Meaning Israel and abroad. And above that, it's the nations of the world.
So how much should we invest? What should we focus on?
Accordingly, the closer it is to the center, more investment. The further away it is from the center, less investment. First of all, in our students all over the world, in all languages, from one end of the world to another. That's it. Because they are already with us, and the system of correction depends on them, mainly. Then it's those who are outside of us. But according to the material that we are disseminating, those with a point in the heart will gravitate towards this material. They are willing to invest, willing to be, to consistently invest, to sacrifice. Then the people of Israel, that you know them, that are here before you, inside the land of Israel, the country of Israel, that they want nothing except, you know, give and don't ask questions. Then Jews that are abroad. Jews that are abroad are also unpleasant material, but there's nothing to do. We have to take care of them. Because, again, not that we take care of someone, rather we take care of the correction of the entire world. The correction of the world cannot be any other way. And then the nations of the world.
Sometimes I feel that our means are limited, human resources and time, etc. Where is the best place to put all our weight, our effort?
There's no such thing. It's a complete system. We must take care of everyone. And we have enough forces. You don't need to take care of the nations of the world. These are friends in all the languages. We need to know how to rewrite our articles and our material, and they adapt everything in its place to the population. Israel abroad, rather. There we have a department that takes care of that. And we simply need to help them rewrite everything. There's a big department of writers in Israel. Those who are here, the Jews who are here. For them, we write as well. Especially Dudi is taking care of that. People with point in the heart. We simply need to advertise a bit more. There's campuses and all sorts of our external publications. And Bnei Baruch is, you know, everyone who's here in the lesson and such lessons. So we have all the systems. We simply need to activate them more.
We know that the greatest force of correction is in the book of Zohar. Now we're going out to a special sale of selling the book of Zohar and half the price or something. We're making publicizing it. So what's the best thing for a person I know who doesn't study? Should I bring him a gift of this book of Zohar? Maybe I should encourage him to buy it, to get it.
I don't think that gifts do any good. I don't think so. On the contrary, by that you're cooling someone off. Without investment, just like in spirituality, without any labor, nobody appreciates anything.
A student from Italy is asking, if we are allowed to share the wisdom of Kabbalah, why do we still meet such resistance to dissemination? The technology is there, but it seems impossible to penetrate the hearts of people.
Yeah, the will to receive after the shattering, as we learned about it in the previous lesson, the will to receive after the shattering that doesn't want to receive any form of correction. It's clear. It's actually good what we have today. They don't want to receive. They are not coming to you to kill you. It used to be that. Now, from year to year, they're willing to, you know, let them speak, and they won't hear, they hear a little bit. We're coming closer. You don't feel it according to the nature, how much the will to receive and the will to bestow are in opposition, how much the Creator is foreign to our world, how much the upper force is despised by our will to receive, by our nature. So you want the method for the revelation of the upper force to rule over the will to receive. There's no greater form of hatred. It's the root for all hatreds. Yeah, take the mic.
Good morning, Graf. Hello, World Clear. I'm Vladimir from Czechoslovakia. At first, let me thank you that I can come for internship for 2 weeks. Thank you.
You are fair.
And my question is to dissemination, because we know we must dissemination wisdom of Kabbalah, but question is, what is our main goal? If we disseminate Kabbalah, we should try to bring people to us to have Breit Baruch, people to study to us.
No. They need to know that there is a method that is explaining to us the nature of the world, man's nature, why everything was created, and in what direction is it advancing to, and how we can reach the good life. That's it. We only want them to know about it, that there is a method that explains to a person how to live the best life. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Please. Me? Natanya. Ken.
Rav, today in Netanya we have a special evening for people who are coming before the first semester. Many people in this area are watching us. They say, we watch at home. We study in the internet. Why should these people come and study together in a campus?
What are you teaching them on the internet? Are you teaching them on the internet that the main thing, the main aspect of the attainment of the revelation of the Creator is inside the group? It's possible that you yourself don't believe it so much and don't realize it so much, and that's why they don't feel that the study in the group is necessary for the application of the method of correction. And there's nothing more to add here. We need to show, to explain inside the method of correction to those who have a point in the heart, those who study with us in the wider circles, that to reach connection is necessary. The Creator has revealed only the connection between people, and we're building this connection gradually. It's real work, very sensitive and refined work, and persistent. It's not simple, and that's why we're inviting them, because without the work in the group, in connection, their study is only in potential. It will bring them to something. They will feel a certain impression, a certain illumination, but truly a revelation of godliness? Impossible. Where would it clothe in? It will have no space, no area in which to clothe. It must have havaya, connection between people. The connection of love covers all transgressions, meaning that there's a will to receive there that rejects them from one another, and they also try to have to bring the will to bestow that will connect them. And then this will to bestow appears, which is the revelation of the Creator inside the created being. It is written, if they study, I don't know exactly how are they connected to you when they study, but you need to learn such things where it's discussed. And then they'll understand that in order to receive the revelation of godliness in practice, they have to come to you.
We're talking about people who are watching the lessons through the internet or TV, and they don't come to study physically. They say, we have all the conditions. Today, technology is so advanced.
But the technology doesn't give you the opportunity, the possibility to connect in the groups. You have the same addresses, something. The technology doesn't connect us to the groups. Even here, when we sit here together, we barely connect until we begin to connect and to hear 1,000 times that we must be connected to one another, that specifically in the connection between us, the bad connection and the good connection, in both of them, the resistance, the load is revealed, and we need the connecting force to then appear above the coarseness, the force of connection. Otherwise, no. And if I'm sitting online, it won't do me any good. I feel neither one nor the other. That's the whole thing. That's why we must come to the groups. That's why now in Russia, we're having the coming Congress, and we want even the main thing is in these regions where people live, we want them to gather during the time of the Congress in their areas. They can see, they can watch all the lessons that I give from here or some activities from Moscow, it's not a problem. But why are we doing this? So that everywhere people can gather, such groups will connect, and then on top of the resistance between them, don't let them, they shouldn't be afraid of the resistance between them, the rejection, the misunderstandings, truly. Problems in connection, it's good. On top of that, the light will come and connect them and will be revealed in them. That's the method. And this method later needs to be revealed in all of humanity. What's happening there? What kind of forces of connections exist there? Nothing. Only if we do it, then it will spread out to this passive general force. Yes, Natanya.
So, we'd like to ask the thought of the entire worldly and yours, so that today we'll succeed in our dissemination and that many people will come and will start studying in our campus education center.
Good luck, L'chaim. Okay, we have something urgent. No. Where are we? Item?
63.
Okay, read a little bit.
Item 63. Now you can understand that there really is no end to the merit of the first generations over the last, as this is the rule in all the Parzufim of the worlds and all of the souls, that the pure one is the first to be selected into the Potsuf. Therefore, the pure Kelim Chabad were selected first in the world and in the souls. Thus, the souls in the first two millennia were much higher, yet they could not receive the full measure of light due to the lack of the lower parts in the world and in themselves, which are Chagat Nehim. And afterwards, in the two middle millennia, when the Kelim of Chagat were selected into the world and in the souls were indeed very pure in and of themselves. This is because the merit of the Kelim of Chagat is close to that of Chabad. Yet, the lights were still concealed in the world due to the absence of the Kelim from the Chazeh down in the world and in the souls. Thus, in our generation, although the essence of the souls is the worst, which is why they could not be selected for Kedusha thus far, they are the ones that complete the Patsuf of the world and the Patsuf of the souls with respect to the Kelim, and the work completed only through them. This is because now, when the Kelim of Nehi are being completed, and all the Kelim, Rosh, Toch, and Sof, are in the Patsuf, full measures of light in Rosh, Toch, Sof are now being extended to all those who are worthy, meaning complete Naran. Hence, only after the completion of these lowly souls can the highest lights manifest, and not before.
Meaning, we are at the end of the third 2,000 years. That's why the worst souls are coming down to the world and appear here. And that's why we need to correction to finish the correction, which is when we connect all the souls together with the first souls all the way to the last souls. And in this way, we seal the entire process. That's why there's great importance to our work. And we need to try and do it. Okay?
Ken.
When you say we have to invest in the circles according to the drawing you made, what does it mean? What state should we reach in these circles?
With what effort? In what way?
No, what state they should come to? Say, the people of Israel, what state should they be in?
Oh, that's separate for each and every circle.
And what state should we bring them?
It's that they would be suitable for their own correction. Let's say Bnei Baruch need to receive good, strong material, also get a few slaps across the head in order to advance. And then point in the heart is a little less, and Israel or the one Israel abroad even less. There with some candies and a good attitude and consider their ego, and the nations of the world passively through scientific explanations and so on and so forth.
They should somehow be always connected to us, or.
No, just how good it's going to be in their eyes. Only the point in the heart need to understand that. That's how it works. You asked a relevant question.
Rav, regarding this too, there's this picture. We say that we throw a stone into a lake and it makes ripples. This stone we throw, what is it? Is it our request, or is it Him already, is the Creator? Meaning that stone we throw, it has to be very strong to make...
No, not like that. What do you mean? I'm giving a person the knowledge that he has something to do with himself, with his soul, to gain something huge, eternal.
But it starts
Why do you call it a rock? It's not a rock. Maybe
I just
throw him a rope to take him out.
It's just an example. But I'm saying, in order for them to get it in a powerful way, it starts from us, from here, at this point.
We explain to him that he's in a state that's less than good. Or more accurately, we gently remind him that his life is worthless, and up ahead is also darkness, but we have something that from all those things he can get some great profit for himself. We play with his ego. You have something to gain from this.
So again, it's the quality of our explanation.
Of course. I have a package for you from the upper force. He told me to deliver it to you. If you want it, let's go.
Taking the example of the friend, but no, with a stone, but the middle point, with Baal HaSulam, demands to lower the degree so he can... Oh, I'll translate,
sorry. Again, please.
Taking the same example, but no with a stone, but the middle point. So Baal HaSulam, when he demands to lower his degree, So like Baal HaSulam demand to be able to correct and lower degree in a dissemination way, maybe we are lacking to feeling in a way that... Sorry, I'm losing the question. Okay. Taking the example of Baal HaSulam, that demand for the Creator to lower his degree, maybe what we are lacking is first correct our desires, rising to Bina, and then each one with his singularity, be able to be a master in dissemination, because being a master in this wisdom is very far away from translator. Just clean favor of Twitter is a proper picture, how I see it.
We'll leave it for tomorrow. Okay, you'll write it, and tomorrow we'll translate it also directly. Daily task. Where? Bensi?
Today, on duty, we had Petah Tikva 5, Holland, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Novosibirsk, Colombia, Bogota, and Netanya. Our daily task from Astana, from Kazakhstan. Every friend should reach happiness, annulling his ego before the Creator. During the day, share with your friends how you were successful in doing that. Again, every friend should reach happiness while annulling his ego to the Creator. During the day, share with your friends how you were successful at that. Zohar lesson, you're all invited to watch the Zohar lesson tonight, 5:45, live with Rav Lightman in our website, Kabla TV. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Meeting the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah College is happy to invite you. We're starting courses in Kabbalah today in Netanya and tomorrow in Carmiel. Admission is 30 shekels. For details, go to our website or call us 1-700-509-209. Thank you. Have a good day. Sing a song.
ולא במקום פגום השכינה אינה שורה אלא במקום שלם ולא במקום עצר במקום שמחה לילה 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 אהבה אינה נגלית אלא במקום ויתור ולא במקום שליטה ולא במקום גאות אהבה אינה נגלית אלא במקום חיבור ולא במקום עצב במקום שמחה ובראשית כל מחשבה אהבה היא לא תנאי ללא חשבון האם כדאי כשנוגע לב ולב זה מקום שמחה